poll, 71% say accurate reporting of Hunter's laptop could have altered 2020 election. By Wendell Hussebo on December 12, 2022. 71% of Americans believe accurate reporting of Hunter Biden's laptop from hell could have altered the 2020 presidential election, TipInsights polling revealed Monday. Leading up to the election, many in the establishment media falsely claimed Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation. Those false claims were pushed by many in the intelligence community, who suggested in a now debunked Politico story from 2020 that Hunter's laptop was Russian disinfo. The poll found over two-thirds of Americans believe the intelligence community intentionally lied to voters about the laptop by pushing big tech to censor the first report of Hunter's laptop by Breitbart News's Emma Jo Morris. The recent release of the Twitter files confirms law enforcement colluded with Twitter to censor Hunter's laptop story. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg has admitted the FBI warned Facebook in 2020 ahead of the story's publication about imminent Russian disinformation. Now, more than 2 years after the election, nearly two-thirds of Americans believe the contents of Hunter's laptop are authentic. The Daily Mail reported additional findings from the poll. An even wider margin, more than three-quarters of respondents, said any collusion between senior Democrats, the FBI, intelligence chiefs and the Biden campaign on suppressing the story would have denied voters access to critical information in the run-up to the election. Another half of respondents said they would have voted differently had they known the Hunter Biden's laptop revelations were authentic. Interestingly, Republican and Democratic voters were more or less aligned on this question. The poll sampled 1,351 Americans from December 7 to 9 with a 4.5% margin of error. In December, the top Republican member of the House Judiciary Committee, Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., demanded former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper and former CIA Director John Brennan, two men who were an integral part of the 2020 Politico story, divulge information related to their attempt to discredit the Hunter laptop story. If the men refuse, Jordan will use his subpoena power in the new Congress to force the two men to comply with his requests. In late November, Representative James Comer, RKY, announced the House would investigate the Biden family business and the contents found on Hunter's laptop. Comer's investigation will include 9 potential violations, including wire fraud, tax evasion, and money laundering. Polling shows 62% of voters approve of the investigation, including 42% who strongly approve. 34% disapprove, 23% of these strongly disapproving. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Jill Biden flew to China aboard Air Force Two in 2013 before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.